USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump prepping for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. Border security will be front and center in his remarks, and the president will likely make the case for declaring a national emergency so he can secure funding to finish the border wall. More and more Democrats calling for the Democratic governor of Virginia to resign. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. Meantime, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Democrat Justin Fairfax is denying sex assault allegations against him.
I met her at the convention. We met and talked, and I did not know her prior to. I was 25 years old, unmarried.
Fairfax's aides say the Washington Post investigated the allegations about a year ago and chose not to publish the story. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Super Bowl becoming a distant memory, but the cleanup in Atlanta will continue all week. Trash being picked up and signs and extra security cameras installed for the big event coming down. This man from Phoenix, an independent contractor, with the task of taking down almost 200 security cameras.
We have around 180 cameras out, and we got to take them all down, get out of here, and go back home. Phoenix, Arizona for me. I'm very glad it's over. I finally get to go home after 3 weeks.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 175 points, the Nasdaq up 83, and the S&P 500 up 18 points. General Motors confirms it started a major round of involuntary layoffs that will cut around 4,000 white-collar jobs. The reductions part of GM's previously announced plan to reduce headcount by 15%. Now, this comes after more than 2,000 employees accept voluntary buyouts. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the economy and your money. So what's the price at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average. Here's his report.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
There's been a change at the top of the list of America's busiest airports. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, the busiest airport in the U.S. last year, surpassing Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International for the first time in 4 years, as O'Hare last held the top spot in 2014. The FAA releasing the data that shows O'Hare had more than 903,000 arrivals and departures in 2018. Atlanta's airport second with more than 895,000 arrivals and departures. Los Angeles International, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airport round out the top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.